On this day, 16th July 1971, Lynch-Faulkner clash. It was now obvious that the experiment of partition had failed to achieve peace in the northeast of the country, said the Taoiseach, Mr. Jack Lynch and the Doyle yesterday. The leaders of the present and past British governments had stated that as far as they were concerned, if it was possible for Irishmen to achieve unity, Britain would not stand in the way, said Mr. Lynch. Dr. Conor Cruz O'Brien, Labour, asked if the Taoiseach thought that this was a suitable occasion on which to address an appeal to members of the other tradition. The Taoiseach said that July 11th last was the 50th anniversary of July 11th, 1921, the truce. I hope that the Labour Party will not take me to task for advocating Irish reunification on such a day, he said. Faulkner on Lynch. Mr. Lynch could develop with the North a relationship of mutual respect, in which, while acknowledging our fundamental differences, we can do business on practical issues. So said the Stormont Premier, Mr. Brian Faulkner, yesterday. Or he could switch to a hardline anti-partition stance, addressing himself to London rather as if the Northern government and the people who elected it did not exist. He couldn't have both. Mr. Faulkner continued, can we not all see clearly the real threat to peace and democracy throughout Ireland today? Even for the nationalists, is it not better to have Ireland divided but free and democratic rather than Ireland united but enslaved? The IRA have been frank about their intentions. Just as they dispose of life and death today without responsibility to anyone, so they would propose for their desired united Ireland a period of military government. Nationalist Party quit Stormont. The Nationalist Party has come out in support of the SDLP plan to withdraw from Stormont. This decision was taken at a three-hour meeting in Armagh last night, but the party wants to have more details about the alternative assembly suggested by the SDLP before reaching a final decision. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Despite his hardline image, Brian Faulkner, the wee shirtmaker, was schooled in Dublin at St. Columba's College and even had a few words of Irish. At school, his closest friend was the future Fianna Fáil senator, Michael Yates, son of the Irish poet. Unlike unionists today, Faulkner had no issue with speaking easily about the North. On his advent as premier, he had authorised talks between his officials and their Dublin counterparts on the economic development of border areas. However, by the summer of 1971, as internment loomed, relations between North and South were set to deteriorate drastically.